three, two, and one.
I'll
just introduce you. That's okay.
Sorry, Tim.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do this again.
Yep. Three, two, and one. We wrap up our Southwest Kansas Focus program with Kathy McKinley from Garden City Community College. I hope you're having a great morning, and what do you have in store?
Well, we have a lot in store on campus. Believe it or not, the holidays are almost here, and Garden City Community College's fall semester is quickly coming to an end. It's already time to start planning for the spring 2014 semester, which begins on January 15th. Current students can begin enrolling for spring tomorrow, November 18th. If you're not a current student, you can enroll beginning December 4th. If you would like to check out the classes available for spring, just go to www.gcccks.edu and click on Search for Classes. If you'd rather call us, please phone 620-276-7611. If you haven't had a chance to see the current Mercer Gallery art exhibit, you still have time. The current exhibit is by Stephanie Lanter, who creates clay and fiber designs. Mercer Gallery is located in the Pauline Joyce Fine Arts Building. The hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Bronkbuster football team has been selected to play in the 5th annual Football Capital of Kansas Bowl. The bowl game is set for Sunday, December 8th at 1 p.m. in Pittsburgh, Kansas, at the Pittsburgh State University's Kearney Smith Stadium. The Bronkbusters will take on the Tyler, Texas Junior College Apaches. If you would like to go to the game and cheer on the Busters, tickets are available online at www.pittstate.edu/tickets. Please call the GCCC Athletic Office if you would like more information. That number is 620-276-9606. In Bronkbuster basketball action this week, the men's team plays Otero Junior College on Tuesday, November 19th at La Junta, Colorado. Then they play York College here at home Friday, November 22nd. Next Monday, November 25th, the Buster men play Lamar Community College here in Garden City. Both home games start at 7:30 p.m. in the main gym of the Dennis Perryman Athletic Complex. The Bronkbuster women also play Otero Junior College this week, and the game is in La Junta. If you would like information about season tickets for Bronkbuster basketball games, please call Ashley Rudy at 620-276-9606. More than 360 Southwest Kansas High School juniors and seniors were on campus November 14th to participate in GCCC's annual Exploration Day. The annual event gives students the chance to take a close-up look at career opportunities in 14 fields through lab and classroom time, campus tours, and hands-on demonstrations. 15 regional high schools took advantage of the Exploration Day opportunity. Garden City Community College will be closed November 25th through 29th for Thanksgiving break. Most campus offices and facilities will be shut down during the period, and no classes will take place. Campus will reopen on Monday, December 2nd. Please mark your calendars for the college's upcoming holiday performances. December 12th, the GCCC Concert Band and Jazz Ensemble will present the annual Winter Band Concert at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Pauline Joyce Fine Arts Building. Then, on December 15th, the GCCC Vespers Concert will be at 3 p.m. also in the auditorium. This concert features classical and contemporary seasonal selections performed by the college concert choir. From Garden City Community College, I'm Kathy McKinley, and we'll be looking for you on campus this week.
Well, we always appreciate Kathy McKinley joining us, and coming up next, it's the United Methodist Church here on KBUF.